This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, K8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 13th, 2025. Are you ready for 2025 ARRL Field Day? Well, you can almost hear the synthesizer lead from the musical act Europe's 1986 hit, The Final Countdown, playing in the air. We are just 2 weeks away from 2025 ARRL Field Day, taking place on June 28th and 29th. As the excitement builds, 1,067 sites are listed now on the station locator tool. Each one of them has a lot of work to do between now and the first CQ Field Day transmission. But now is the time to check and double-check everything, according to ARRL Radio Sport and Regulatory Information Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ. Check all of your gear and accessories. Put it on the air. Make sure there are no problems. Organize your power chain from the generator to all of the cables, he suggested. Going through all of the equipment now, including antennas and antenna support structures, will keep any nasty surprises at bay when it's time to activate for the event. It's also time to check on your people and places. Reach out to everyone who said they wanted to come and make sure they still are able to do so. Build an operating schedule, said Janke. It's also a prudent time to check with the property owner where you intend to hold the activation and follow up with the local media and town officials that have been invited. With the heat of the summer bearing down, make sure there's enough water and sunscreen for the activation. The double check of supplies now could spare you from unplanned errands during field day. More than anything, being prepared now will help you be present during field day, said ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX. This is a great opportunity to share the joy of community of the amateur radio and people who may not get a chance to participate in it often, or it could be a first introduction. Prepare now so you can have fun on the weekend. ARRL has many resources to help your activation thrive during the event. All of the rules and information are at www.arrl.org/fieldday. And make sure you order your 2025 ARRL Field Day merchandise by Thursday, June 19th, to ensure your shipment arrives just in time for Field Day. ARRL welcomed this year's first cohort of educators to attend a session of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, TI, at ARRL headquarters. The group follows on the success of the Louisiana-based session a week ago and one at Staten Island in New York City this past January. The educators traveled from all over the country to attend and learn how to take radio and wireless technology back into the classroom as part of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM lessons. Many of the teachers took and passed their amateur radio license exam during the week, including Professor Charnel Long, Ph.D. She is a professor at North Carolina A&T University who worked with pre-service educators to become certified teachers. She hopes to be a multiplying force for the information. It was fun to me, said Long. It is an opportunity to do a deep dive into radio in ways I never have before. She will incorporate the hands-on training into her courses at the university. Long learned about the program when ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, exhibited TI at the National Science Teachers Association Convention. I see value in bringing my students scientific skills, said Long. And while Professor Long and the other newly minted radio amateurs in the cohort wait for their call signs to be issued, they continue to get hands-on training with radio. To see these educators have fun learning new things is a real boost, not only to the ARR Education and Learning Department, but for the future of ham radio as well, said Goodgame. ARRL is looking for some new members for our Newington, Connecticut-based headquarters staff. There are several roles for which we're seeking qualified candidates. If you're into amateur radio, ARRL is a tremendous place to work. There is the membership manager, the advertising sales manager. Other positions open include production coordinator and senior RFI lab engineer. Among the qualifications for each position is a desire for experienced radio amateurs, individuals who will thrive in a collaborative, results-driven environment, and a commitment to advancing ARRL's mission. Descriptions for each position are listed on the ARRL website at www.arrl.org/careers. If you have amateur radio experience and a desire to work at ARRL, apply for one of the jobs by submitting your resume and cover letter to hr@arrl.org. ARRL is an equal opportunity employer. ARRL has announced the results of the recent section manager nomination period for the term beginning October 1st, 2025. The ARRL field organization is the grassroots core that makes up the 60,000 volunteers among ARRL membership. It is divided into 71 sections, and each section is led by a volunteer section manager who is nominated and voted on by the members of the section. Section managers served two-year terms. And you can see a complete list of those new managers at ARRL.org. The ARRL June VHF contest is this weekend, starting at 1800 UTC on Saturday, June 14th, and concluding at 0259 UTC on Monday, June 16th. Late spring weather brings enhanced tropospheric ducting and meteor scatter, plus it's the peak of the sporadic e-season. Take advantage of these propagation enhancements and have some fun on the VHF and UHF bands. ARRL Contest Program Director Paul Bork, N1SFE, who is also an active 6-meter operator, says that it could be the band to watch. You don't need to have a powerhouse contest station to enjoy the event. If you have an HF rig that includes 6 meters and VHF-UHF capability, you can just have all the tools you need right there to join in on the fun of this contest. More on the June VHF contest at ARRL.org. Ham Radio 2025, the biggest amateur radio exhibition in Europe, will take place at Friedrichshafen, Germany, June 27th through 29th. Over 11,000 people from 60 countries are expected to attend. There will be panel discussions, experiments, workshops, training, courses, and competition. ARRL will have a contingent there to greet many of our 6,000 international members. ARRL delegates include President Rick Roderick, K5UR, International Affairs Vice President Rod Stafford, W6ROD, CEO David Minster, NA2AA, Director of Marketing and Innovation Bob Interbitson, NQ1R, and Radio Sport and Regulatory Information Manager Bart Janke, W9JJ. ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, will be the guest of Josh Nash, KI6NAZ, on his popular YouTube channel, Ham Radio Crash Course. In a live stream discussion, Goodgame will talk about all of the ways that ARRL is inspiring the next generation of hams, including the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, the Collegiate Amateur Radio Program, the free student memberships, and the ARRL Amateur Radio STEM curriculum. Viewers will be able to participate in a live chat that will be live stream scheduled for Saturday, June 14th on YouTube, and you can watch it at a later time as well. The 2025 Youth on the Air Yoda Camp for young amateur radio operators in North, Central, and South America will operate special event station W0Y while the camp is in session, June 15th through the 20th in the Denver suburb of Thornton, Colorado. The group also plans to contact the International Space Station, ERAS, complete and portable mobile activations for Summits on the Air and Parks on the Air, Buc-ee's on the Air, and operate WWV. The ERAS contract will be live streamed as well as opening and closing ceremonies on YouTube. For more details about the camp, visit YouTube at youthontheair.org/Denver2025. At the 2025 meeting of the World Radio Operators Foundation, WWROF, three supporting grants were approved, $10,000 to the Youth on the Air Camp, IARU Region 2 in Denver, Colorado, a $25,000 matching grant to the World Radio Sport Team Championship 2026 in the United Kingdom, and $11,000 to the Youth on the Air Camp, IARU Region 1 in Jamville, France this summer. For more information about WWROF, visit their website. The YASME Foundation has awarded the latest YASME Excellence Award to four radio amateurs, George Kutzegeorge, W2VJN, Eric Nichols, KL7AJ, John Pertoon, W6NBC, and Tomasz Siekablowski, SP5CCC. The YASME Board weighs a ham's technical, operating, or organizational achievements for consideration of the award. Each of these honorees is an active ARRL member. And you can read more on YASME at the ARRL.org website. A silent key to report this week. Well-known and competitive contester Tom Tormina, K5RC, W7RN, passed away on June 10, 2025. He was a licensed amateur radio operator for 66 years and was inducted into the CQ Contest Hall of Fame in 2007. Along with his friend Grady Ferguson, W5FU, who is also a silent key, Tormina built the Comstock Memorial Station, W7RN, in Reno, Nevada, and hosted a long list of elite competitive operators. Tormina was an ARRL ARRL Life member. Funeral arrangements are pending. You can learn more about Tormina on his Facebook page. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. As we previously mentioned, SO-125 has been activated for amateur use on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The uplink is 145.875 MHz, and the downlink is 436.666 MHz, both FM. This will add to the other FM satellites and just in time for the ARRL and AMSAT field day in a few weeks. Besides the FM repeater aboard the ISS, you can listen to school contacts. The crew transmits on 145.800 MHz FM worldwide. You may not hear the questions unless the crew repeats them, but you will hear their answers. Two of our longtime female satellite operators, Hope, KD2L, and Ruth, KM4LAO, wrote a paper entitled Empowering the Next Generation Through Space Communications. The paper was selected Best in the Next Generation, part of the Space Ops 2025 conference in Montreal. I personally know both of these young ladies, and this was a wonderful honor for them. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests, June 14th and the 15th, Portugal Day contest, CW and phone. June 14th and 15th, it's the REFDD-FM 6-meter contest, CW and phone. Also on June 14th and 16th, the ARRL June VHF contest, that's CW phone and digital. June 16th, the RSGB-FT4 contest, digital. June 17th, the ICWC medium speed test, that's CW. June 18th, the phone weekly test, that's phone. June 19th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, CW. The June 21st to the 22nd, the All Asian DX contest, CW. The SKCC QSO party, CW. The IARU region 150 megahertz contest, that's CW. Also on June 21st to the 22nd, the LZ International 6-meter contest, that is CW and phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on June 21st, the Knoxville Hamfest hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee. July 12th, the Story Valley Amateur Radio Club Hamfest hosting the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention. On July 13th, the Suckig, New Jersey Hamfest hosting the ARRL Hudson Division Convention. And on July 26th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and Hamfest. That's in Sutton, West Virginia. And finally this week, thanks to the Eastern Nebraska 2-meter Aries Net in Lincoln, Nebraska, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.